So in this year A, when we read the Gospel of Matthew, it's interesting that last week, of course, we had the first reading where the Gospel reading was taken from the Gospel of John. But it provides the context for our reading today. So we're here in chapter 4. We've had the interesting narratives in the first two chapters. In chapter 3, we're introduced to the person of John, that he makes his valiant effort, his entrance onto the history, onto the stage. He begins his ministry of baptizing, calling people to repentance. And then Jesus himself goes and is baptized there in the Jordan. And then at the beginning of chapter 4, Jesus, led by the Holy Spirit, goes off into the wilderness, into that period of testing and temptation. And during that period, of course, he experiences the different temptations that we'll hear on the first Sunday in Lent. And then, directly after that, we get the Gospel today. And the first thing we're told is that after John had been baptized, after John had been arrested. So that seems to be the event that tells Jesus there's something different now. John, who represented the very best of the Old Testament prophets, the very best of those who lived by the way of the Torah, by the way of the law, people who dedicated themselves, people who called other disciples to come into that experience of repentance and turning back to God, to have their minds changed, to experience the grace and the wonder of God's love and life. But now, John's time had ended. The arrest represented that. There was no way that John would be able to find a way back into his ministry after that. So this seems to be the catalyst for Jesus. And he is so moved by this that he even moves his home base from that little insignificant village of Nazareth. He now makes his way to a slightly larger, more cosmopolitan town of Capernaum on the northern part of the sea, the Lake of Galilee. And we're told that it's in that borderland between those two former tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali, that part of Jerusalem, that part of Israel that had been captured, you know, more than seven centuries before by the Assyrians when they had conquered the northern part. Of course, that part was the most vulnerable, further away from the bases of the northern kingdom in Samaria and the southern kingdom in Jerusalem. And so we see this power of the Lord, this presence that now he comes, and that's the fulfillment of all of those prophecies. He comes as the light in the darkness. You know, all of that experience of being overthrown, of being conquered, of being possessed by other people, other nations who had conquered the land and taken possession of the land. And now something different was beginning to arise. And although Jesus probably has already begun to teach and to preach and to do signs and wonders, he now wants to share this ministry with others. So as he goes along the sea, as he goes along the shore, he sees these two sets of brothers, these four brothers who are there. And it's interesting that Jesus could have called them when they went to the synagogue on the Sabbath. He could have waited until they had clocked off their work. He could have waited until they were in a place that was more spiritual. But no, he went to them when they were in the middle of what they were doing. They were still busy, still active. They were still casting out the nets. The other brothers were still mending their nets, ready to be thrown out. They couldn't probably throw them out because there were holes in them. So they needed to do that work of maintaining and allowing those nets and the boats to be in their prime condition. And so Jesus interrupts their work. He interrupts their life. He doesn't wait for when they were off time, when they were having a period of downtime. He goes in the middle of their activity and their work. Because Jesus wants us to remember that spirituality and our life with God is not something that we just tack on the end of the day. It's not something that we just assign to certain periods of our lives. Jesus interrupts. He comes into the very essence of who we are. And particularly, men find our identity in our work, in our career, in all of the things that we do. And so Jesus comes into the very heart of who we are, the essence of how we understand ourselves, And it's in that place, in that space, that he comes and offers this invitation. Come, follow me. Come and be my disciples. Come and be clothed in the dust of me as I walk along the road. It was one of those wonderful images that the rabbis had, that to be a disciple was meant to be clothed, to be covered in the dust of the rabbi. He was so close to him as he walked along the path that as he kicked up the dust as he walked along, that would begin to settle on you, and that you would slowly be changed and transformed by that presence. Again, in the very essence of who we are, Jesus is always longing for a community, longing for a people, just as God kept calling a people to be his own, calling and inviting this community to be that very people that he is able to work with, the very sign of that light in the darkness, the very sign of that that community and that kingdom that are slowly changed and transformed. And so he's always doing the same for us, always interrupting, always inviting, always saying to us, look, today I want you to walk a little closer than you were walking yesterday. Tomorrow I want you to share with greater passion the zeal that you have for me. I want you to experience the greater intimacy of love for me. He's always wanting us to be changed and transformed, because he knows that in the extent that we offer ourselves to him, as we walk a little closer to him, that love that he is able to offer to us is the only thing that will change us, the only thing that will make sense of our lives. That forgiveness, that mercy that we receive when we turn away from sin, when we turn away from all of those ideas that no longer serve us, that we will find life and goodness in him. And so today, we are invited indeed to walk a little bit more closely with the Lord, to throw away those things that get in the way, to leave behind our nets and our boats that form our identity, that no longer serves us in the way and the light of the kingdom. Let's indeed be people that are caught up and captured by God's love as we extend ourselves, as we share our lives, and as we follow the Lord today.